Our next storyteller is Abigail Dustin. She moved to Kodiak from Utah 3 months ago. She teaches writing, transitions, and special ed at the high school, and she enjoys sewing and doing logic puzzles. And when she plays Settlers of Catan, she plays to win. Please welcome Abigail. About 13 months ago, I realized I had some demons to face. And by golly, it was time to face them. I've never been much into physical activities. I never have. I did well in my advanced math class, but I had to do extra credit for my PE class. And I couldn't go on that way. Part of being an adult is taking care of your body. So it was time to face up to that and take responsibility. But it wasn't enough to just start exercising. I had to do something big to dedicate myself to this new physical endeavor. I was living in Southern Utah, and Zion National Park was in my backyard, pretty much in my backyard. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to hike. So I started looking through different hikes they have in Zion's, and there's one called Angel's Landing. And it's gorgeous. It's this beautiful rock formation, and all the pictures in the brochure just look inspiring. Like, this is something that can motivate me to rededicate my life to being healthier. So I put on my hiking clothes, I fill up a camel pack full of water, and I sign up for this hiking group, and I go to Zion National Park. And I get there, and I meet everyone in the parking lot, and everyone in the group is really, really old. Older than most of the people here, like Eisenhower administration old. And they're wearing the kind of hiking clothes you have to iron. And they all have these little ski poles that look ridiculous. I think, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to drag these people up this mountain and back. This is, oh well, it was so nice. It was nice of them to let me join their group, and I'm grateful, and it'll be fine. So we start the hike. The first part of the trail is quite flat. I'm just cruising along. I'm feeling good, feeling healthy. There's fresh air, and there's sunlight. I'm outside. And it starts to get steeper. The trail itself is about 5 miles round trip, 2.5 miles up, 2.5 miles down. And it starts getting steeper and steeper. And I look up, and it's the first real good look I get at this hike. And all the pictures in the brochure are from like helicopters pointing down, so you don't get a look at the elevation. It's 1,500 foot elevation. And it gets steeper, and I start going slower and slower. I hear these little clicking sounds behind me, and it's all these geriatric people with their ski poles, and they plow right past me. But one of them's like staying behind with me. He's like, don't worry, I won't leave. You're like, no, 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 go on without me. You're like, no, no, no. Also, you're like, no, leave me. So he goes on. I start hiking, and I keep going. I'm like, I can do this, I can do this. And I start getting really thirsty. I would have taken a drink of my water if I hadn't left that camel pack on my kitchen counter. So I'm in the Utah desert without water, and I'm hiking a mountain. And I'm hiking it, and the first part is just these series of switchbacks. And I think they were 45-degree angle switchbacks. That's what it felt like. And it got so bad I had to start crawling because I couldn't walk anymore. And the whole trail was populated by German tourists who were tall and blonde and beautiful and they don't sweat. And you know they're talking about the fat American that they're passing. It's like, I'm crawling. And I somehow make it to Scout's Landing, which is the end of the switchbacks. I made it there. And you can see the canyon, it's great. I realized, you know what, I can stop here. I can stop here with my dignity, and I can tell people I hiked to Scout's Landing, and it'll be a fine, you know, triumph. But it won't be. I'll be haunted for the rest of my life if I don't finish this hike. And if I don't finish this hike now, I'll have to come back at some point in the future and finish it. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hike this again. I will never hike this again. The last part of the trail is this. It's this like fin of rock. The brochure says it's called an isthmus that juts out into the canyon. And it's a sheer 1,500 foot drop this way, and a sheer 1,500 foot drop this way, and a little chain to hold on to as you walk along it. Oops. So I start going. Like, why not? And I can see the end. It's not that far. I'm like, I can do this. I'm exhausted. I am dehydrated and delusional, but I can do this. And I start along the chain, and it's a one-way chain. So when you come to someone coming the other way, the only way to get around them is to like loop on this way and like do this death hug and then go around them that way. So I'm like hugging my way along this chain. And people are saying, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? I'm like, no, no, it's not. And I get to the end, I get to the end point. But it's not the end point. Turns out this fin is built like a wave. So you keep thinking it's the end. You keep thinking you've reached the summit, but you haven't. It's a chain of lies. So each person you pass, you're like, hi, is it much further? Like, no, 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 you're almost there. Is that it? No, no, it's not. And everything, just over and over again. And I don't know how long I've been on the chain, but I finally find my group coming back the other way, like, oh my gosh, you're still here? We thought you gave up hours ago. No, no, I'm still here. Like, good for you. Like, thank you. Thank you. Is it much further? No, you're almost there. Is that it? No, that's not it at all. So the next person I'm passing, like, is it much further? No, no, how much further is it? You got a ways. Is that it? No. And I keep going, and I keep going, and I don't know why I didn't stop and just go back. There was no reason to continue on this madness, but I did. And I got to the end. I got to the summit. I didn't feel triumphant. I didn't feel good. I was angry. I was there. And it's beautiful, but it's not beautiful enough. I'm so angry I couldn't eat my protein bar that I brought. I kind of just want to fall off the side of the mountain. I don't want to climb back down. So I start. I start on the way back. And I thought it would be relieving. Like, I just few. It was not worth the blood and the sweat and the dry heaves it took to get there. I'm going back. Like, I'm not hugging you. You want to hug your way around me. And whenever someone asks me if they're always like, no, you're nowhere near the end. You're not miles to go. And I don't know how long it took me to get down to the end. I finally get down to the bottom of the canyon. It's dark. My group has waited for me. They waited for me. They have never met me before this hike, and they waited for me. They should have been furious. I told you that hike takes about 3 to 4 hours for the average hiker. It took me 9. Maybe they waited for me because they thought they'd have to report like a death story. But I'm driving home, and I'm still angry. Like, I'm not happy I did that. But afterwards, it's like you said, it's like childbirth. A few weeks go by, like, I can do something harder. I did an 8-mile hike. I did an 18-mile hike in one day. Like, I can do something harder. I'm going to move to Alaska with 2 suitcases, knowing nobody, without a car. And I did it. And barometer's right over there. I'm not going to hike it right now. I'm not going to hike it. But someday. And I'll bring some poles.